The following program is brought to you by LoonyBins.com, your friendly neighborhood nut house. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
It's just me, myself, and I. Hello, and welcome back again to Insane in the Brain, aka my therapeutic sessions with myself. I'm A Muse again, and we don't actually have another host, so it's always me. So hey, it's me again, and today actually I'm all alone in the studio again. For our recurring listeners, well, this is just the third show, but we have recurring listeners, at least one I know of. The last show we had, I was interacting more with my crew, and somehow I think our producers didn't really like that. So I'm totally alone in the studio again. I hope it's not going to be boring for you. So hey, speaking of that, everyone listening on this, if you prefer the show with me interacting with my people, let us know. You know, I might actually be able to change our producers' minds. You never know. And there's not much mind to change anyway. So, okay, we have our recurring listener, ABV, commenting again. And it seemed like he, she, it didn't like me saying he, she, it. And, sorry, that won't happen again. So he or she, that's what he, she preferred on our blog. She went super intellect on me and told me, just to make it clear, my 23rd chromosome pairing is double X. You know, whatever that means. Hey, we never said that you have to have a high IQ or be bright in any way or anything to be working here. You know, the whole thing with me working here for just a chocolate cookie, that should have sort of hinted at the fact ever so slightly that I'm not very bright. So I had to look up the whole chromosome thing. Did I mention Google's pretty cool? So yeah, I Googled it, yay! And actually, I never really found out what ABV actually stands for. ABV, what does it stand for? You know, if you ever told us, you might have told it to another personality of mine, and we don't really talk to each other. So I have no idea what it actually stands for. Is it like absolutely brilliant vacation or something? I don't know. So let us know what ABV actually stands for. And about the 23rd chromosome thing, I found out that if the 23rd chromosome is a double X, it means it's a girl. If it's an XY, it's a boy. And wow, that almost rhymes, so it's gotta be true. So anyways, ABV, she voted on our little theme song poll that we had going since last show. Only problem, she voted for a song that wasn't really on the poll. You know, if y'all three listeners that we have remember, we asked which theme song for the show you like better, since we changed the song in our second show to Me, Myself, and I from De La Soul. And apparently ABV didn't like it, and she actually voted for Life is Unfair, which we used as our life motto song at the end of our very first show. So at the moment the poll reads 0 for theme song 1, 0 for theme song... Zero for theme song 2, and one vote actually for Life is Unfair, and it's not even on the poll, but it is now. So the poll is still open, so keep those emails and comments and everything coming. And oh, by the way, speaking of mail, you know, I got a mail from one of my friends recently. She got a new car. The last car she drove was her mom's, and she she totaled that one. Whoopsie! So she was afraid to drive again for a couple of months. Do you remember how weird it is to ask your parents for a ride? You know, being dependent again. And then, you know, you go back to what it was like when you were a teenager, and then your mom starts being totally overprotective and worried again. Uh-oh, you know? And like you didn't already hate it when you were a teenager. You know, your mom always making a scene and embarrassing you. Don't we all remember that one? If your mom still does that, my condolences. I mean, it's super sweet that our parents care about us and love us and all that stuff, you know, but there's gotta be a limit, right? Come on, right? Well, anyone who's never been embarrassed by their parents, raise a hand. Okay. Wow. Alrighty, everyone. All I see is hands. It's like a sea of hands right now. Hell, even my parents raised their hands. Point taken. We all have been embarrassed, violated by our parents. Well, hang on, violated gives it a totally different twist I don't even want to go into. You know, maybe in one of our next shows. So your mom, you know, finally got a new car, you know, without that hippie flower power design she was driving you to school in, always insisting on kissing you goodbye and that stuff. Hey, that flower power design would be probably really super trendy and hip nowadays. But back then it wasn't. Anyways, I think I've proven just how bad it is to be dependent on your parents, you know, for a ride. For you kids out there, imagine being like that when you're a grown-up. You know, it doesn't that give you the chills? So my friend, remember my friend I was talking about earlier? Well, she finally got a new car and she sent me a picture of it. It's really cute. You know, it's blue like mine, it's small like mine, you know, the typical girl's car. But unlike mine, it had a little bumper sticker on the back. I couldn't quite make out what it said, so I emailed and asked. Do you want to know what it said? Yeah? Okay, well, you know, I wish I could tell you, but, well, she hasn't really gotten back to me yet about that, sorry. But speaking of bumper stickers, I've been driving my own cutie little blue car recently. I was actually on my way to an interview, you know, totally nervous like you are, you know, when I spotted a bumper sticker on the car in front of me. And funny enough, it was yet another of those cutie little blue girl cars, you know? And as expected, a woman was driving it. Well, the bumper sticker had a little animal on it. I couldn't really make out what kind of animal it was, but it was cute, and I didn't really expect a man driving that car anyway. Prove me wrong if you're a guy and you have a cutesy animal bumper sticker on your car, but I want photo evidence, people. Photo evidence. I can't emphasize that enough. So if you're a guy and you have a car like that, I want to see you in the picture with your car and the bumper sticker. But, you know, I was trying to read the bumper sticker on the car in front of me, and I'm getting closer and closer, leaning forward in my seat, you know, straining my eyes. I could make out something, you know, the animal, I don't know, it was something cute. And then I could read something about a rabbit. So the animal probably was a rabbit. But I still couldn't make out all the writing. And so I was leaning closer and I must have looked really weird. Because I think I saw her check her rearview mirror several times. You know, you get these weird looks. Huh? Huh? What's the person in the car behind me doing? What the hell? She didn't do anything to her hair or makeup like women usually do when they check their rearview mirror. So she must have definitely checked me out. Me being weird, that is. You know, women, makeup, rearview mirror, you know, the whole swerving car thing, people jumping out of the way, chick with makeup in front of the mirror, steering the car with her knees and changing gear with her feet, but perfectly applying the lipstick and the eyeliner, you know? I mean, that's definitely gotta be a special skill, right? I mean, I couldn't do that while standing still in front of a great mirror accompanied by a great lighting in my bathroom, you know? I sometimes wonder whether they actually went to school to learn that. Maybe they have a diploma hanging in their perfect bathroom somewhere. Hey, if anyone knows, let me know. So, well, we finally pulled up to a red light. I got really close to read that bumper sticker. I would have stepped out of the car and taken an even closer look, but that wasn't necessary, thank God. That would have probably freaked her out really heavily. So y'all want to know what it said? Okay. It said, "I love my rabbit." That's what it said. With a really cutesy little rabbit picture on it. You know, I'd been wondering what that was. You know, you sort of make out the picture, then some of the writing, and then finally all. And it's sort of always kind of a letdown. You know, you finally piece it all together. First you see the rabbit, then you read it's a rabbit. And then you make out the "I, my rabbit." And that's actually when your imagination starts running totally wild. And you insert the weirdest and most bizarre words in that open space. You know, my rabbit. You know, I won't tell you what I fit in there. Anyways, by now I had gotten so close and I was clearly showing interest in the car in front of me that the lady driving it was actually starting to get freaked out ever so slightly. That I seemed to be having the exact same route as she did didn't really help matters at all. Me pointing out that I liked the sticker by waving and pointing with my hand probably wasn't such a good idea either. So I was starting to talk to myself about how weird all of that was and what that woman was probably thinking. That just made me look even more like a mad person than usual, I guess. I mean, do you gesture a lot when you talk to yourself? You know, especially when it's something funny, you know? Yeah, me too. So the woman finally dipped into a side street and I continued on my way to my job interview. And then a car pulled up next to me at a red light. And I was still frantically talking to myself as I looked over. The driver gave me a weird look and I just smiled and waved, you know, like, hey, how's it going? Sunshine, a nice day, you know. And I guess I must have looked like a scary person or a psycho or something, because he shielded his son's eyes and rolled up the window, you know. If he had had locks or something, he would have just locked the car and barred it with wood and I don't know. Well, he then decided to just step on the gas as soon as the light was green, and he was just, vroom, he was gone, you know. And I was like, ah, well, weirdo, you know. So I shrugged it off and I drove on when I noticed a police car behind me. And he was indicating for me to pull over. And apparently I'd been speeding, just like the car, I scared away, so I don't know. Unfortunately, I seemed to have been the easier catch, so they decided to pick me. Yay me. I always wanted to be picked for something, but not this. So anyway, I'm telling the officer what had happened, about me being on my way to the interview, the rabbit thing, me talking to myself and scaring people, me trying to go after the guy to tell him I wasn't a psycho, and well, the officer just gave me a weird look, you know, he wasn't having any of it, and he asked me to step out of the car. I couldn't believe it, you know, I had to do a breath test, you know, it wasn't even 9 a.m. yet, and he made me have a breath test, alcohol test, I don't know what you call it. I passed that, of course. You know, it was 9 a.m. Come on, people, okay? Although, at that moment, I really wouldn't have minded getting a drink. So I just got a ticket in and let me go. Phew, wow. And then I finally made it to my interview. Of course, I was over 20 minutes late. And then I tried to explain the whole thing again. You know, I started again with the rabbit, the gestures, talking to myself, the car race I sort of got dragged into, plus my encounter with the law. You know, to make it short, I didn't really end up getting a job. Oh, wow. This took longer than I expected, telling you this short little story. I better end it here and now. I don't want to have the Black Eyed Peas tell me to shut up again. Don't forget to check out our blog at insanity-cast.blogspot.com and email us any comments, suggestions, voicemail. Also, if your voicemail should be included in the show, email us at myinsanebrain@yahoo.com. Myinsanebrain is one word. I'll tell you all the rest of the stories from my rabbit day in the next show of Insane in the Brain. Or actually, maybe I'm also going to talk about movies since I went to the movies. I went to see Die Hard 4 with a couple of my friends. And that was pretty cool. And, I don't really have to review it now since I said it was cool. I already summed it up. Well, but I've seen more movies than just Die Hard 4. Maybe next time there's going to be more car stories, more of my rabbit day. Or some movies. I don't know yet. And this time we're not going to do a shout-out to loonybins.com since those guys didn't send us anything for free. Suckers. And, well, that was sort of a shout-out, wasn't it? You know, I'm really not good at this without my crew. So producers, hello, let me have my crew back. Also, we hardly get any feedback other than from ABV. And love you, girl, now that I know you're a girl. And I said that we don't want to have feedback from people that feel bored or offended or in other ways appalled or negatively inclined towards us, or especially me. Hey, you wouldn't be negatively inclined towards me if you actually knew me personally. I'm pretty awesome. So anyway, we are not really getting a lot of feedback, so I don't care what kind of feedback we get, just send it in. Positive, negative, neutral. If you're from Switzerland, you are allowed to send in neutral feedback. So we welcome feedback. And this is Amuse, and I hope to not see you again next time. Bye-bye. Let me touch it, let me feel it, let me grab it, that bat rabbit. Let me touch it, let me feel it, let me grab it, that bat rabbit. Let me touch it, let me feel it, let me grab it, bat rabbit. Let me touch it. The previous program was brought to you by loonybins.com, your friendly neighborhood nuthouse.